Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishneh. We continue our discussion of the dinim of kium of Gittin Noshim and the fact that Mishneh Dalet told us that Gittin Noshim and Shechruy Avodim have the same dynamics legabi this din. Now the Mishneh continues also in another tzad hashava between the two. Kol get sheyeshel of eight kuti posel. An interesting topic that comes up in different places in Shas. Over here it's a whole sugya. And this is a get that has on it an aid who's a kuti. Who are the kutim? The kutim were a sect. They were brought from someplace else. When Sancheriv was megarish, the Asoros HaShvatim, from the north of Eretz Yisrael, he brought in foreigners, like he did in every place. Sancheriv wanted to weaken the national constituency in each country, so he was mevalbul so umois. Because of that now, legabe psulei umois, we have no idea exactly who's an Amoni, who's a Mayovi, who's a Mitzvi, that type of thing. He was a Sanhedrin. Sancheriv bilbul umois. One of his things that he did was he brought the Kutim to live in the deserted part in Eretz Shomron and Eretz Yisrael. It's really the center of Eretz Yisrael, going towards the north. Eretz Ephraim. Today there's mostly Arabs living over there, Shechem and further north. And he brought in this cat, and the Navi says, this is in the end of Sefer Melachim, that they lived there, but the Lamaisa, they were going, they weren't right to live in Eretz. So lions attacked them, B'derech Nes, and because of that, they were Megayer. The question is, it was an outstanding controversy by Chazal, if we look at them as Gerim. Yeah, they had, the reason why they were Megayer is because they were frightened, but Lamaisa, their Gerus was Gerus, they were sincere, they were Mekabel Mitzvahs. Or we see them as Kutim Geri Arois, and we see them really as Goyim. The consensus is that the Pashtus is that the Kutim were really Megayer. However, they deteriorated. They kept themselves apart from the Chachamim. From the times of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdosh, they were hostile to Klal Yisrael. They were Moisir. They stopped the building of the second Beis HaMikdosh. They weren't Mekabel Chachmei HaTorah. They didn't listen to Sanhedrin. So really, there were certain things they kept, certain things they didn't keep. It was really... They were really the first reform group. The Kuti could also be called Shamronim, which is where we have the expression of, which comes from the Goyim, that Kilu Ayid is bad, Sinas Yisrael. And who's good in Eretz Yisrael, in the original Goyish scriptures, they had a Samaritan, a Shamron, good Samaritan. That's where the expression comes from. So Kol Get She'eshel of Eid Kuti Posel, a get that has signed on it an aid who's a kuti, the halacha is its posel. Why? Since the kutim were hostile to the chacham, there were many prote mitzvahs that they weren't mekayim. You can't rely on them. The Mishnah over here, when he uses the word get, means mominus, means a shtar. We said that the word get really means a shtar. So any shtar that has an aid kuti, you can't rely on his aidus. Here, ironically, you're going to rely on his edus by something which is usually more chomer. Usually it's posel, if it's a shtar halva, shtar kinyan, whatever. Chutz mi gitinoshim shechruy avodim, over there it'll be kosher. Pella. Gitinoshim shechruy avodim, the nemonis that Chazal relied on was less. So there's a whole halacha over here that stands behind this difference, this chiddush. And that is, there's a halacha that ein edi haget, normally, a person writes a shtar halva, so a bunch of people saw the halva. Reuven is a bank teller, a bank owner, and he handed $1,000, he lent it to Shimon. There are a bunch of people over here who are kosher, whoever saw it, is eligible to sign edus. So they called in Levi to sign edus, and an hour later they called Yehud to sign edus. The fact that the two are not together doesn't mean anything. But over here, there's a din where the get was written not 100% b'tzivei habal. We'll see later on in Mirz Hashem, the sixth parak. And because the Chazal instituted a basic clause in the signing of a get, or a shichru, which is doimel get, like we've spoken now, and that is that the two edim that are gechasme, that are signed on the get, have to sign in front of Zelaza. Therefore, the assumption is that the kosher yid, Yankel ben Reb Shlomo Zalman, who you know to be a regular Erlich Yid from the next block, would never have signed on a shtar, in this case the get, unless he knew that this kuti, even though he comes from a kuti mishpach or whatever, we know that he's a fine upstanding Jew who's medaktik in halacha. If he was a regular kuti, which is wishy-washy, and he's choshud, then he wouldn't have signed with him. The assumption over here is when they sign in front of Zebazeb, the fact that a regular yid is gechasmit on the get is evidence that the other fellow, the kuti who signed, is on the up and up. The Gemara adds another detail, that the only time we say this assumption that the yid was medactic on the other signer is only when the yid let the kuti sign first. That's already an affirmation that he nems him on days in Eloki Yid. Now, to say that based on the fact that whoever was signing nemed on and will assume that, sounds like a shvacher vados. And because of that, the Rishonim explained that really midaraisa the chshash and the chshash. Our Mishnah is assuming that kutim geri emes. Our Mishnah is also assuming that Rav Rubam of the Kutim, even if they were hostile sometimes to Chachmi Yisrael, were medactic in b'mitzvahs, and you could believe them. This is a din d'rabbanon, maybe. That din d'rabbanon is mitigated by this Shneim Chayis M'Zemzeh. Later on, by the way, this Hishtalshlos of the Kutim, from the beginning of the second Beis to the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash, in the first Kufa, when this Mishnah was written, in the middle of the Bayis Sheni, that's when they had some type of wishy-washy status. Midrabbonon, we were choshish. Later on, at the end of the Tkufas Tanoim, they passed them up l'shchita, for other dinim. B'tkufas Amiram, it's in the beginning of Chulin, they turned the kutim, as far as halach is concerned, into goyim gemurim. Shchitasim enim shchita, yenim yainesach, they deteriorated in their Yiddishkeit as persecutions against Klal Yisrael intensified, they dropped out. And they held themselves as a separate sect, and because of that, Chachmi Yisrael treated them as goyim gemur. The Mishnah continues: Ma'aseh shivu lufnei Rabbi Gamliel lekvar oisnai get isha. There was a get that was brought to kvar oisnai, it's a village, and vayu ediv kutim v'hichshim. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't only machshir when the two of them, one of them was an Erlich Yid, one was a Kuti, and the Yid let the Kuti sign first, so there we assume the way we explained. Over here, even though the Eid of Eide Kutim, he was Makshe. Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara says, assumes, that was his experience, that by the Kutim, Harbe Medaktikim by Yosim Yisrael, you have to assume that they're Eidim Ksherim, even if both Eidim are Eidim Kshum, he gave them a full green light. Later on, like we just said, B'tkufas, the later Tanoim, and by the Amiroim, there, the Kutim passed themselves up. But earlier on, in the middle of the Tkufas HaBayis, by Rabbi Gamliel, they were kosher mamish. This was the halacha by Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara also brings the day of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who said the same thing. The Tanakhama held not. Tanakhama held as a rule, you have to assume that they're not reliable. It's only the chesima of the Yisrael letting the chesima of the goy come first. I'm sorry, not of the goy, of the kuti, that would give him his cheskes kashrus. Kol ashtoros ha'olam barakoy shel goyim. The Mishnah says another halacha. Any shtar that comes through the court system, arkoyis means a court system, of goyim. Ava b'shech esmeim goyim, signed by goyim, who says you can rely on them? A goyim kosher edus, could use them as edim on a get? Of course not. They can't shaf a get. The apostle, they have no shachs to get shavu kedushin. Could a goy be an aid by a chuppah? Of course not. His edus is not kosher edus in Bezdin. The assumption over here, the way the Gemara explains it is that our kois are not meir nafshim. We're talking about a normal civilized court system. But derech klal, if something went through the court system and it has an ishur, a kium, from a judge, a respected federal judge, state judge, whatever it is, the assumption is that we're talking about civilized people and that the shtar is on the up and up. So this shtar is an assumed kosher shtar. It's assumed that what's written in the shtar is emes, but it has nothing to do with the chalois turning a cheftza of a shtar into a get that has the koyach to create a chalois krisus. So avada, this is not going to work. And therefore the Mishnah says, kol ashtar so'elam ba'koy shogoyim, ava bishach esmeim goyim ksherim, we could assume that the halva, the sale, the transfer, the deed, the hizkaivus, whatever monetary transaction is here, is true. However, chutz migitin osh shukhri avodim, avada the apostle. The Gemara adds in the Rishonim Amarchiv that this distinction over here between shtaris of momenis, kol ashtaris, as opposed to Gitin Oshim Shechur Avodim, is not 100% accurate. That means the basic distinction over here is any shtar that's written as a raya, like a shtar halvo, so it's just a function of the bezdin that these documents, loan documents, come in front of. They know that the loan took place. So you could assume that if it went through a goyish court system, you have to assume that it was kosher. And that's the meaning by Bati Din today. We'll accept things that went through a judge and so on and so forth. We assume that it's true. However, what about a shtar that's not being used just as a raya, but it's a shtar kinyan? A shtar kinyan, let's say, if Reuven gave Shimon a field, no money was exchanged, he never made a chazok on the field, the only way Shimon was coined to the field is only by the transfer of a shtar. So there, the shtar with the edim on it have to shaf a chalois of a haknoas hasoda. A goy on a shtar doesn't shaf any chalois. He's no lamdus to a goy. He's posoleidus, not chetz of edus. All it is the fact that we know that the field was transferred. But if the shtar itself had to create the sale, the avada the chalois kinyan would not be chal alpi the goyim. And what the Mishnah really means is there's a difference between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. That's really the proper way to read the Mishnah. Even on that, the Mishnah brings now a day of mechudeshes. Reb Shimon Omer, afelu ksherin, lehusku elu bizman shenasu behedyet. Reb Shimon hears mechadesh that even a get or a shichur is kosher when the eidim that are signed on it are goyim. This is a pella. Shimon's masking that a goy can't shafer chalois krisus. Could a goy be a shliach for gerushin? Could a goy be a shliach lohilocha for the husband or a shliach for kabbalah? Of course not. Could the goy write a get? Of course not. You can't shaf a chalois gerushin or shaf a get that has a koyach to be megarish. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says, hareu be'etzma, that over here, it's clear that Reb Shimon is going with the Shita of Reb Elazar. The Edim that we're talking about over here that are going to shaf the Gerushin, the get was written Lishma, not by a Goy, by a Yid, of course, and it was given over in front of Edim Mesira. Reb Elazar holds Edim Mesira karti. The Edim that are signed on the Shtar are just here as a Raya to affirm that the Shtar was written by the husband and was handed over. But not that what actually created the chalois krisus were the eidim goyim. So that's Reb Shimon is clear that he holds like Reb Elazar. There's no other way to read him. Now, does this mean that we're going to use the eidim, the goyish eidim, Paul ben John and Frank ben Henry, that are gechasmid on this shtar, to marry off this woman? No, you're going to have to call in the eidim mesira. So the Gemara adds another clause over here. It has to be that the names over here are Shemois Goyim Mufhakim, which means they're names that can never be confused. They're never Yiddish names. I don't know where Frank comes in and where John comes in. Maybe they're Yidden with those names as well. Because of that, Rabban Mukhoshish, that if the names could be confused, that maybe they're Yidden with Goyish names, that will rely on these Edus, and will be matir the isha l'shuk based on goyish eidim, the apostle eidus. So because of that, there's a pshash, what's called mezuyif mitoichoi. Mezuyif mitoichoi means where something is not necessary, but we might come to inaccurately rely on them if they're written in a shtar. If it's clear that the eidim are goyim, so no bezdin will rely on them, therefore then it's not mezuyif mitoichoi. We'll give another example of this idea, mezuyif mitoichoi. According to Reb Meir, that Edich Simakarti, the shtar itself, the edus that affirms that the transaction took place, has to be inherent in the shtar. Because of that, the shtar has to be 100% accurate. You have to be able to read the shtar, and that's considered the edus. Let's say a shtar is written on something that's yochel is daif. It's something that you could erase, and you'll never see on the paper that maybe one line was erased and maybe a number was replaced. Because of that, any shtar on ksav yochel is daif, according to Reb Meir, is posel with their eyes. The edus is no good because the edus is only affirming that which we know was written. But if maybe something was changed, erased, and then written indifferently, it doesn't work. According to Reb Elazar, the edus that will affirm the shtar are the edim mesira. The edim chasima are not really the ikur of the shtar. But there's still a problem of yochel lehizdayif in the sense of mezuyif mitoichoi. But that problem is the rabbanidika problem. So over here, even according to Reb Shimon, the Edim Mesira Karti, we won't allow the shtar, the edus, the get with the Edim of Goyim to go through unless the Goyim is Goyim of Hachem, it shouldn't be Mizuyif Mitoichai. Mishnah Vav. Ha'im etten get zed le'ishti ushtar shichu zalavdi. The Mishnah really over here is a different topic. It's not about kiyum shtaris or the authenticity of the shtar. This is about the giving of a shtar. But the Mishnah over here continues in the vein of comparing Gitei Noshim and Shekhru Avodim. They have a common thread that if somebody says to a shliach, the pratim of shlichus will learn later on. Now it's enough to know that a husband could be memana, a shliach, to give to a get to his wife. And with that, it's considered v'nosam b'yodo. Ha'im etten gets a ishti v'shtar shichru zeh la'avdi. He appoints a shliach either to give a get or a shtar shichru. Im rotzo lachsa b'shneim yachsa divri of meir. Before the shtar is given, he could be chozer on either one of them. That means that we don't see that the chaloy gerushin took place or the chaloy shichru took place until the shtar actually gets into the hand of the isha or the eved. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. V'chomim v'imrim. B'gitei noshim avaloi b'shichru re'avodim. By Gitei Noshim, we say that the get is not chal until it gets into the Yad HaYisho. Avaloi b'shichru avodim, by shichru, as soon as the shliach is mekabel the get, we say that the shliach was mekabel the get, so to speak, as a shlichus from the husband. And with that, the chaloy's shichru takes place even before it gets to the eved. Why? How could you make that the shliach over here, that the husband's giving the, not the husband, the odoin, is giving the shtar shichru to the eved? He didn't hand it to the eved. He's telling him to give it to the eved. How could you say that he has a koyach shlichus for the eved to be mekabel? An eved can be memana shliach. But how could you say that? The eved over here wasn't mekabel. Here's a person who wants to be mishachar his eved. He has an eved that went on a mission for him. He wants to free him as a sign of appreciation. Whether he's supposed to or not, we'll learn Mitzvah Hashem later on the halachas of whether one's supposed to be mishachar an eved. But he was mishachar the eved, or at least he handed the shtar shichru to a shliach. But with what is this shliach? A shliach lekabolo, to be mekabel the shichru for the eved. And the answer to that, the Mishnah says, a very important idea, which is, lefi shezochen la'odim shaloi befonov v'enchoven loy elo befonov. One could make a shlichus for somebody when it's a pure schus. For the eved to become a yid, for him to be his own master, and for him to have bailus on himself, is a pure schus. Therefore, the halach is, it would be similar to the idea of, I'm walking down the street and I see a wallet. I don't need the wallet, I don't need the money, but it goes to my head that my friend Yankel is having a hard time financially. Let me pick it up and be zeicha for him. And I pick it up, I'm koyin it for him. How am I koyin with him? What koyach? Am I his shliach? Was I appointed a shliach? I could self-appoint myself to be zeicha for him. Zochen l'adam shalei b'fanav. Schir mitam shlichus, according to most Rishonim and Achronim. A mashal, a kotten that doesn't have shlichus, they won't have schir either. A goy that doesn't have shlichus won't have schir either. But the koyach of schir, somebody who has koyach of shlichus, I could self-appoint myself. Over here, the shliach is self-appointing from the odoin to be zoicha the shichra for the eved. However, when we talk about a get noshin, sometimes you have a woman who wants to be divorced. Sometimes a woman, that'll be her, if he was holding out for years, not giving an aguna, and she finally gets a get, it's a tremendous cause of joy and relief. But b'derech klal, being thrown out, the shulchan mibeisoi, and being divorced and being thrown out of a marriage, is not a schus. Because of that, you can't self-appoint, even if you know that the woman wants to get, but you can't self-appoint because the process of a get noshim is be'etzem, definitively, a choyv, not a schus. The Mishnah adds a little bit commentary to that. Shem yirtzeh shelo lozon es avdei rashai, v'shelo lozon es ishtei eni rashai. If a person wants, he doesn't have to feed his eved. But there's no way that a person could ever get away from feeding his wife. Zechir mezonis. What does the Mishnah mean with this? So the Gemara explains there's a whole shock of tie over here between Reb Meir and the Chacham. What the Chacham is saying is there's no tzad chesorin for an eved to be his own man. It's completely a schus. It's not something that has upsides and downsides. For instance, there's things that are a schus and a koif. Owning a new car is definitely a schus in most people's book. However, to own a new car, you have to pay for it. So I can't self-appoint myself to go into a dealership and buy for a friend of mine a car, because Yashagai, he doesn't mind the car, but he does mind having to pay $40,000 for the new car. So there's a tzad chayv over there. I can't self-appoint. It's not a skos. In a shichru, there's no tzad chesaron. Comes along Rameh will tell you what he means. There's a tzad chesaron. The tzad chesaron is because now the eved has to fend for himself. The oden has to feed him. The answer to that, Chacham say, is it's not so. The eved could have been left for his own. The only difference is the oden won't be able to work him to the bone and not feed him. He can't starve him to death. But if he wants, he could just tell him, look, I don't need your work, so take care of yourself. So what does the eved have from being on, from being an eved? What definitive mile does he have? It's kulei mile for him to be free. Now, shenken the isha, you'll say sometimes the isha wants a get. There's definitely a tzad chayv. She's not being taken care of. The Gemara explains that Remeir just argues on the chachamim because he holds there is a gewisse tzad chesaron to an eved. An eved has an easy enough time finding a shidduch when he's in Eved because he can marry any shivcha. Who's he going to marry now? The fact that he becomes asura to his natural population is a problem for him. So Mela, that itself is enough of a tzad chesaron to make it not into a definitive schus, and therefore a shichru as well is ein chavon le'ela b'fonav. Om Alohem. The next shlav in the discussion between the Remeir and the Chacham goes like this. L'maisa, an eved has a tzad chesaron. Forget about the, he could marry a shivcha. Maybe that's not a chesaron. But Remeir says, l'maisa, taking away from the eved the right to eat. What do you mean the right to eat? He could work, he could support himself. Yeah, but he's not going to be able to eat truma. Truma is cheaper. An eved of a kohen could eat truma. Now, not Eved of Yisrael, obviously, but Eved of a Kohen is Kinyan Kasper, he could eat Truma, and that's something he's going to lose when he's freed. That's something that's true also by Ishtoi, is that if she was an Ashes Kohen, now that he's divorced her, she won't be able to eat Truma. So look at that as a Tzad Chesaron. Amruloi, the Chacham tell Remeir, that's not a Tzad Chesaron. Mipnei Shehu Kinyone, what does it mean that an Eved could eat Truma? That's his din? That's the din of the Odoin. The Odoin saying, I don't want to be your Odoin anymore, or I don't need you anymore, and letting him go, he didn't lose something, it was never something he had. So Memela, we can't see that as something that he's losing to call the fact that he can't eat Truma anymore a chesaron that he no longer has, therefore it's a schus, not a choif. That's the shak of the tie between the Remeir and the Chacham over here in the Mishnah. Hoimer, another din. Tnu getzel leishti v'shtashichu zel la'avdi. Vomeis lo yitnu la'achamisa. If somebody gives a get to a shliach, and he says, give it to my wife. So we just learned, he's certainly not divorced now until it gets liyad o isha. Shtashichu zel la'avdi, normal, if the shliach gets the shtar. So the shliach was mekabalit, it's a schus, according to the Chacham before. And he's nizgarish, he's nishtach right away. But the Mishnah says over here, Vameis, if he died before it was given, lo yitnu lachamisa. He can't give lachamisa. We don't say that it was chal already. Obviously, the Metzias over here is different. The way most of the Rishonim understand this, Rashi, brought over here in the Mefarshim, Tesis Yomtiv, is that over here, he didn't hand it to somebody, and the meaning wasn't that Yener should be zoichit for. And then Yenik used his koyach of zochel adam shalei b'fonov. Over here, what's happening is he has a bunch of people, and he's meisim meido that he wants somebody to take it and get it there. So since to a bunch of people, he didn't give it over to one person. The intent wasn't that somebody should get it right now. The intent was that it should make its way over. He empowered any of these people to be a shliach, but it wasn't done yet. Nobody was zochet for. So the point of the din of the Mishnah is that even though the get is a document that has a koyach legarish, but there's no gerish in la'achar misas habal. There's no shichrur la'achar misas ha'odoin. Now you'll ask, why not? So Rashi says over here, the reason why there's no shichrur after the odoin is dead is because it's not his eved anymore. Automatically, when a person dies, the eved belongs to his children, this is din Yerusha, and because of that, the odoin no longer has a koyach l'shakir eved zeh. By get, obviously, you can't say that. A woman is not a Yerusha to her sons, And you have to ask yourself, why do I care if this woman is divorced? La'acha moisei. If he's dead, he's dead. She's not an eish zish. And the answer is, if he died, and the get is not a get, then if she doesn't have children, she's skuka liyibum, she's in trouble. She might have to wait years for the brother-in-law to come. Masha'enken, if the get is a get, there's going to be other mishnayos also where the concern of a get being given is in order to free her from the din of zika, that she shouldn't have to wait for yibum or kalitza. And because of that, that's why the husband wanted her to have the get. Now the problem is that the get, la'acha moisei, is not a get. The Tzais has a famous shtickel where he says, the simple understanding of this din, is that the reason why la'achar mois ha'odoin or habal, the get can't be given, is because there's no shlichus after the death of the mishalech. So he brings over here a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. What happens if a mishalech gives something to give somebody, a get or a shichur, or even to make a kenyan, and before the kinyan, before the thing was carried out, before the mission was done, the mishalech became a shoyter. Do we say that a shliach is only an extension of a mishalech? Shliach doesn't have his own power to be megarish, or be mekadish, or be makne, or be koine, for the adoin, for the owner of the field, whatever it is. All he is he's an extension, he's like a yoda arichta of the person who's actually owning or doing. And therefore, if the person who's actually doing it is a shaita, so then it can be done. Or do we say that the taitch of shlichus, the gather of shlichus is that the mishalech empowers, he gives the shlich a power of attorney, the shlich now has a koyach legarish ishtoi. If that's the case, so it could be yafilu in meis ha-mishalech, or in this case, nishtat ha-mishalech, then the halacha is the shlich was empowered. So the only reason why the shlich wouldn't be able to give the shikr is only because David belongs to somebody else. Well, the only reason why he wouldn't be able to be megayish is because there's no gerishin after the misa of the Baal, but not because the shlichus, not because the power of the garish is bottle. This is famous Reid of the Ktois. The Mishnah adds one more case. Tnu mona le'ish ploini v'meis. If he says a shlichus to give a mona, to give $100 to ploini v'meis, nitnu la'achamisa. Why is that? Here the Gemara makes reference to the din of Matna Shkiv Mirab, which we're going to have extensively in Bava Basra, which means that when a person was not well, he's a Chol Noita Lomus. So Chazal empowered him to be able to give out his Nechosim even without the prerequisite Kinyon. Person wants to write a last will and he wants to give out Nechosim. So here also, we look at this, that since he set up that the money should go to somebody else, we look at that as a binding Kenyan, even though really it doesn't fit with the regular Gidra Kenyan. Over here, he didn't tell somebody, getting $100 is certainly a schus. He didn't give it to that person to be Zoicha Vienna. Then you wouldn't need this whole idea. He, like we're saying in the Sefer in the Mishnah, over here there wasn't a Skia, but since it was already a Regishtop by him, that this is where he wants the money to go, so we see that as binding, even though it wasn't Chal Lufnei Moiser. That's the Pshan the Mishnah. We'll add one last detail over here. That this that we said that the Sefer of the Mishnah of Tnu Gedzeh Le'ishti was not with the Koyach of Schir, which we had in the ratio, which means that as soon as it would get with the Shichur was handed over by a Shichur, it would be already Biyad HaShliach on behalf of the recipient. That's only the Pshat of most of the Rishonim. Rashi, the Rav, Tos Yomtiv, the Rif and the Rambam have a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush over here. They understand, no. The Mishnah is saying Tnu Gedzeh Le'ishti that Be'etzem the word Tnu Shtichu Zeh La'avdi, the Shichu was handed over, and Be'etzem Yena could be Zeicha. However, the Reisha the Mishnah comes to say that as soon as the Shliach Mikoyach the Din of Schia was Zeicha the Shichu for the Eved, like we saw according to the Shita of the Chachamim, the Halacha is that the Odin can't be Choyzer. This that we say that Schia works for a Shikr just means in Begidre Kinyonim, Zochon Lam Shalabhan, like we explained, somebody picking up a wallet or somebody picking up something else, the halach is you could be Zoiche Begidre Kinyonim for somebody else. The Shikr as well, the Kinyon on the Shikr will take place, and the other now can no longer be Chayzer because there was a Maisa Shikr with a Kinyon on the Shtar Shikr. That's true. However, there's another din, which is really an issa v'heter din, of a nosam b'yada. Remember that a shichur is not a financial transaction. It's a chalois that learns from gerushin, and it has to take place with gidrei gerushin. And because of that, the Rif and the Rambam holds that zochin is not that level of shlichus with his mamish akim v'nosam b'yada. It's a financial transaction, and it helps that the adam can't be choizer because the maisa shichur was there. But it's not chal befoil until the eved actually receives the shechru. And because of that, if the odin is dead, he can't be nishtacher because he already belongs to the son of the odin. So it might help on the maisa shechru, but the maisa the shechru won't be chal to free him from avdus. He'll remain the eved of the son of the original maisa. Tremendous chiddush of the Rif and the Rambam. And needs a lot of Havana. We're just saying it for the idea.